Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is 95.7 The Game. I'm Gianna Franco along with Matt Kolsky. Thank you for joining us right now. We have a special treat for you. We are joined by WWE superstar Becky Lynch. She is in the house here in studio. Hi, Becky. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you for having me on.
Thank you for coming in. Of course, Chase Center is doing their reveal week, and we just found out that they will be hosting WWE Monday Night Raw and SmackDown Live.
Yes, in the fall. I'm very excited to come in. I went and got a tour of the place today, and they were giving me the whole background about it and digging down and everything. First of all, hell of a location.
Yes.
Not bad.
Of a location. Funny story, I used to be a flight attendant and we would stay in Union Square there. Mm-hmm. And I used to go for all my runs down around there. And so it was
nice
really
run
cool.
Along the Embarcadero.
Beautiful run down there. So it was really cool to go down there, see all the construction. 14,000 people there. 1,400 people. 14,000 would be a little excessive. 1,400 people they have working to do the whole construction. So for 2 years.
It's crazy.
It's incredible. And now we're just months away.
We're so spoiled here in the Bay Area. We're so excited.
We put our ballparks on the Bay. What do you want?
Why not?
It looks nice.
Yeah.
And we're getting all these great events. They announced Metallica and the SF Symphony earlier this week. Phil Collins earlier today. And WWE is such a big deal now. So it's really excited to hear that it's coming to the Bay in San Francisco because it's always usually at Oracle or in San Jose.
Absolutely. Yeah. But this is one of my favorite cities. It's just amazing.
So here's what I want to know. When this happens, by the time this event happens, you should be world champion, correct?
I will be the world champion. You know what? By that stage, I might be freaking double champion. I might be Raw Women's Champion, SmackDown Women's Champion. Maybe I'll be a Tag Team Women's Champion, too. I'll be both.
What's it like?
Four titles.
Being the biggest star in WWE as a woman. You're sort of the face of a female revolution.
That's pretty cool.
I would think so.
Pretty cool. Yeah, no. We've been talking about this women's revolution for a long time. Well, everybody was talking about it. I was busy being about it, you know. And it's gotten to the point where I'm happy and I'm proud because I wanted people to just genuinely care for no other reason that they were invested in the characters, they were invested in our matches. And I feel like it's organic now, whereas opposed to it being hype or it being a buzzword, women's revolution. Now it's just like, okay, now this is a cool storyline. I want to see Becky beat the bejesus out of Ronda Rousey. And I will beat the bejesus out of Ronda Rousey.
So you're going to be basically the first woman to main event WrestleMania, right?
Yes, I will be.
That is a big deal because it's not just, I mean, you are one of the biggest women in wrestling right now, but you kind of wrestling just in general, even one of the faces be on some of the men as well, which is so cool with your jersey right now. You've got a Warriors custom jersey. What does the back say?
The man. I'm the man.
So how does that feel? I mean, it's a lot of responsibility.
It's a lot of responsibility, but it's what I've wanted my entire life, you know, and it's just what I've envisioned. It was really cool. A fan did a mashup of all the times I've said that I want a main event WrestleMania ever since, like, I came on the scene back in whatever it was, 2014, 2015. And I think it's every wrestler's dream, but I've been obsessed with it. And from going from last year being on the kickoff show to now being the main event, I feel like I've done well.
You've done very well.
You mentioned Ronda Rousey, obviously.
Yeah.
Charlotte Flair also on that side of things.
Oh, yeah. I forgot she was in the match, too.
Now, here's...
she got shoehorned in there, didn't she?
Here's what I want to know, just as someone who works in a moderately public space and is on the internet. I just need some general advice for Twitter beefs. It seems like you've got that totally locked down.
Oh, I have.
What's
that
your
down.
Basic strategy?
Oh, you just, nobody can outthink me. Nobody can outthink me, and I am one step above everybody, ahead of everybody, should I say, just because I obsess about it. I think about it constantly. And I said that a long time ago, and I said it to everybody, and people were aware of my sharp tongue. Right in the locker room, and I just said, lads, when the time comes, when the time comes, just beware. Just beware. And now people don't even come after me anymore. So it's gotten harder.
Know your personnel. You know, you gotta avoid a fight you can't win.
Absolutely. Which, to be fair, I'm a little bit surprised they didn't cop on earlier, but
but they're on board now.
But now they know. Now they know. So, don't come at me if you've got, you know, delicate feelings.
So who's been your biggest influencer, like your biggest mentor? Because, you know, I don't know, if did you wake up one day and just decide, I want to be a WWE wrestler? So how did you kind of get involved, and who sort of influenced you in that direction?
Oh, there's so many different steps along the way, you know, because so when I started wrestling, I had failed PE. I don't have an athletic bone in my body. I've developed some. Maybe I've developed some athletic muscles, but I had no athletic bones in my body. So I'd failed PE and I was like, I want to get fit, but I was a big wrestling fan. So I found out that Finn Balor was opening it, currently the Intercontinental Champion, was opening a school. He wasn't back then, he was Fergal David, a school in Bray, which is about an hour and a half away from me. So I went down, I was the only girl there and wrestled, and I actually was the only girl there nearly the entire run. And then left home that summer, went off, trained in England when I was 18, moved off to Canada and wrestled around, blah, blah. And I actually fell out of wrestling for about 7 years. And then when I got signed, there was people like Dusty Rhodes really saved mm-hmm. my job. Because I wasn't good when I came in, and I had to really find myself again and develop my confidence. But Dusty always had a special place in his heart for me, and really saved my career. And then Mick Foley was my favorite wrestler when I was a kid, and now he's just he's been such a supporter, and you know, he'll text me all the time, and it's just really cool. It's really freaking cool. And Lita as well. I loved her when I was younger, and she's become my friend. Same with Stone Cold Steve Austin, who I've been compared to a lot, and he's been very generous with his advice. And it's so cool.
Kind of be around these people you looked up to and admired. Now here you are, just basically owning it.
But they've been so supportive.
That's
and
cool.
And it's... the exact opposite of, you know, what people say about never meet your heroes because you'd be disappointed. I could not be more... What's the opposite of disappointed? Gleeful. Gleeful.
Pleased?
What is
the
exact...
We could come up with some things.
What is the exact opposite from disappointed?
It's not appointed.
Exactly.
That would be that would be most logical, but that doesn't work.
But it doesn't work.
No.
Huh.
Maybe we should make it a thing. We could make it a thing.
Yeah.
I mean,
I like Gleeful.
We could make it a thing, like Michael Jordan and Bill Wennington one time scored 57 points, but it could work.
It can work. Yes.
Becky Lynch. So when is your coronation, by the way?
Sorry?
Your coronation as world champion. When will that?
When will that
give
be?
Give us our date for WrestleMania.
Well, so WrestleMania is April 7th. So that is when I will be holding that Raw Women's Championship high above my head, while Ronda Rousey is underneath my foot and in front of 80,000 people.
That sounds pretty exciting.
That's
almost as exciting as you'll be back at Chase Center
in
the fall. Dates,
with me championships!
Dates still to be announced. We said probably four titles by then, but
probably
no
we
promises.
Expect it now, Becky.
No
four
less.
Titles at least.
Somewhere between
no less
two and
than
five.
One.
Okay,
no pressure.
All right. That's
no
a promise.
Pressure.
Yes.
Thank you.
Probably no more than seven.
Thank you so much for hopping in with us today. Any last words you want to say? I know you're always really good to your fans. If you want to send a message out there and make sure they know you're coming.
Me fans, I love yous all. I can't wait to see you in the new Chase Center. What will we fit? About maybe 19,000? It says 18,000 for a basketball game, but I'm expecting 19,000 of us there.
Yeah, some standing room only.
Yes.
We'll squeeze them in.
Awesome. I'll high five every one of you. I won't. I'll try to.
Becky Lynch, thank you so much.
Thanks, everyone.
All right, that'll do it for us on 95.7 The Game.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.